Red River Farm Network. Winfield United Regional Agronomist Kyle Oakey says farmers planning to grow soybeans may question whether or not to use a pre-emergence herbicide in dry conditions.
If it's going to be dry, will they be worth my money in the spend? Am I going to get my control out of that? And my real response to that on this dry season is if we need these pre-emerge herbicides, which they would have decided earlier, yes, if we had all the right conditions, we definitely need those pre-emerge herbicides. We definitely need any help we can to keep these weeds that are germinating, if it's water hemp or kochia or reg, from getting too large before we're out doing our post-emerge application.
The level of weed control with pre-emergence herbicides may not be seen if rains do not follow an application.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't work at all. Let's say you only get 50% control now. That's still 50% more control than you would have had if you wouldn't have done anything at all. Stay the course on a weed management program. It's one of the things we can control, that we can keep a lid on. So I just really stress that even though we might not see the same level activity that we would hope to see on a wetter season, they're still going to help on these pre-emerge herbicides.
Food and agriculture.